Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding? Unbelievable.
Paco Man Radio hitting the airwaves, of course, hour number two live from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. I am the Taco Man. Welcome to hour number two. Of course, this is the grill, and we tend to burn things up in hour number two as far as sports personalities, things like that are concerned. So we will delve into the world of sports deeply this hour. You can join us if you'd like on the toll-free 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or you can join us via text. That's sort of cool. The text line is even faster than email. Who emails anymore? Anyway, the bottom line is the text line number is 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. The NFL season, wow, right around the corner, folks. Yeah, this is March, but guess what? They're going to camp in July. They'll be playing in August. The bottom line is football right around the corner. No doubt about that. Of course, Major League Baseball. What's happening in the world of Major League Baseball goes deep into the world of that as well tonight on hour number two of the Taco Man Radio Show. Live from the City by the Bay on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio Channel 203, and the American Forces Network. This is the Taco Man live from Sports Byline.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
For he's a jolly good fellow with nobody can deny.
Zachary, opening day is almost upon us now. And, of course, the Dodgers are rocking and rolling down there in spring training. Are they? How's your team doing?
Oh, they're doing phenomenally, as the Dodgers always do.
Is it going to be all about Clayton Kershaw this year, or they've got somebody else to back him up?
I think Julio Urias, I think that he's on the rise. You know, he played in the playoffs last year. He did pretty well. He was a rookie. He's only 20 years old, so he's still a very young pitcher. But, yeah, I think he's going to be added to the starting rotation more this year.
I don't remember his name, but the Dodgers manager, the Dodgers skipper, was bragging last week, talking all kinds of smack. There's no reason why he shouldn't be, his team shouldn't be in the World Series. I mean, can we really take the Dodgers serious as World Series contenders for 2017?
I think so. One publication picked them as the World Series champs. I believe it was Sports Illustrated. I'm not sure which publication. But the manager is Dave Roberts.
Okay, but tell me why. I mean, there's got to be more than this Clayton Kershaw.
Well, if you think about it, they came a couple games from playing in the World Series last year when they were playing against the Cubs. Yeah. And they had some close games with the Cubs that could have went in their favor with a couple more plays, but that's just how baseball is. And they still got basically the same team from last year, but they have, they've added like some depth to their pitching. So the pitching was already strong last year, and it should be even better. And they've had pretty quality hitting the last couple of years. So I think that they're on the rise. I mean, they got a lot of young talent.
Do you remember the Dodgers signing Romo?
Yeah, Sergio Romo.
Ooh, signed for the Dodgers. I don't know about that, man. I don't know about that. You know, I really don't. Bad move by the Dodgers. He was done up here, man. He's not a closer anymore.
Well, I don't think that they're using him as a closer. They already have a closer, but I think as a relief pitcher, he might still be able to do something.
Okay. So we go from the Dodgers talking to West. Now let's go to the God's team as far as baseball is concerned. The former Steinbrenner, I guess Steinbrenner's still running, his kids are, but George, of course, the man, when he bought all those World Series by bringing in the best players, Reggie Jackson, I can go on and on. But the bottom line is the Yankees haven't been to the World Series in a while, and you say the Dodgers are a shot to go to the World Series in 2017. Can the same be said for the boys from New York?
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, the Yankees are always in the running. So I wouldn't be surprised if they made it this year. That's definitely a possibility.
Okay, Zach Attack Young and I are talking sports. Of course, baseball is what's happening. The Cubbies, what's happening with the Cubbies?
Well, the Cubs have pretty much retained the same team, so they're going to be one of the favorites this year too. I just think, I mean, how often do you see repeat champions in anything?
Well, the Giants do it every other year, and that which brings me to our next subject, the San Francisco Giants, of course, and that manager there is the guy that looks like he's, I don't know what I'm going on, Bruce Bochy, smartest guy in the league. Go on.
No, Bruce Bochy, he just might be. I mean, I think that might be part of his act, like convincing people that he's dumber than he really is.
No, he's a catcher, and catchers run the entire field. I mean, they're the one, with the exception of Willie Mays, who played center field, okay? Catchers sort of like position the outfielders sometimes. I mean, they're calling. I mean, they're basically, the catcher's doing a whole lot of this baseball game besides just catching a ball behind the plate. You know what I'm saying? So he's a catcher. He knows the game real well. In fact, some of the greatest managers have been catchers. Johnny Bench wasn't one of them. But no doubt about it, Bochy's a great manager, headed for the Hall of Fame. Every other year he goes to the World Series. Can he do it this year? He didn't do it last year. Is he going to do it this year?
I think he definitely could. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. You know,
okay. What brings the Giants to the top of NL West? What brings the Giants to the top? Tell me, offense, defense, pitching, the combination of all three. What's going to be the stands out for the boys from the city by the bay?
I think it is going to be all three. The Giants have quality pitching. I mean, they got Madison Bumgarner, one of the best pitchers in the league, and I would say one of the best postseason pitchers of all time. Is that fair to say that, you think?
Well, I think so, because he's like Joe Montana almost in the postseason.
Yeah, something about the San Francisco players performing in the postseason, huh, in multiple sports.
no doubt about that. Open phone lines. In fact, just text us. The phone line is sort of dead right now. 415-275-1613. Our text line, 415-275-1613. And here's a text. Tampa Bay. Oh, man, you must be really hurt. The guy is from Tampa Bay. He wants to know how Tampa Bay is going to do as far as baseball is concerned, Zach.
Tampa Bay. I think that Tampa Bay.
Can you say something positive about Tampa Bay?
It's in Florida. It's in the same state as Miami, so you could always visit Miami. No, I think Tampa Bay is kind of a team on the rise. You know, that they gave up a lot of talent when they traded David Price. So I think that they're definitely headed in the right direction.
Okay. The Rangers have agreed to a 6-year deal. 40. Wow. Holy cow. Spending some big money. The Rangers are spending money. Everybody's spending money as far as baseball is concerned. Can anybody buy a team anymore like Steinbrenner did?
No, I don't think so. I mean, well, look at that team, the Yankees. They haven't won since 2009. I mean, that doesn't sound like a lot, but for a team that's won more than 20 World Series championships, that's definitely a long drought.
Okay, the Rangers signed this guy, Roughned Odor. What a horrible name. Roughned, Roughned Odor. I mean, holy cow, what a horrible name that is. Guy's making $49 million, I guess, over 7 years, so I guess it's not a big thing there. But the bottom line is, man, what a horrible name. His parents did him wrong. Like, they should have named him Sue.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised, but I'll tell you one thing. Like, that guy's definitely going to end up dating more women than you or I combined.
Yeah. Did you see Rampage Jackson complaining about that? Says he wants to date chicks like Justin Bieber. Give me a break.
I heard about that. That's kind of interesting.
Of course, now he's going to switch into subjects for a second. He's going March the 31st, of course, on Spike TV, and that's going to be against King Mo. I don't know what's going to happen there, Zachary. I'll put you on the spot real quick.
I kind of lean towards Rampage in that one. And, I think that I have to mention this because it's just kind of incredible. But King Mo delivered probably the worst trash talk line I've ever heard. Are you ready for it?
Go on.
He told Rampage Jackson, "I'm going to hump your leg for 15 minutes.
Yeah, that is pretty lame. That is pretty lame. Compared to Michael Bisping, of course, Bisping just lets it roll. Michael Bisping and GSP. Zachary, you got to lean there?
I think it's an interesting fight. I think I'm actually leaning towards Bisping because of how long GSP's been off and he's moving
size.
Yeah. You know, he's moving up in weight, and he's been off for, what, 3 years now? I don't know. That could be a bad combination. You know, if he could beat any fighter at that weight, any top fighter, Bisping is the fighter. So that's what makes it more interesting, because I don't think GSP's beating Yoel Romero
something. Well, I'm glad we let in Zach, because after the break, we're going to hear from Michael Bisping and Georges St-Pierre. Of course, Georges St-Pierre, the iconic Canadian fighter returning, of course. He was a flag bearer. He held the business. The entire UFC on his shoulders for a few years, Zach.
Yeah, he definitely. I mean, and he's actually responsible for their highest selling gate. Like, they had 55,000 people up there in Toronto when he headlined a card.
Okay, so him and Bisping, that'll be in Las Vegas International Fight Week, most likely. I don't know. What else can they do for International Fight Week? I mean, what are the mega fights can they make? John Jones in a comeback fight against maybe Jimmy Manua, who we heard from in hour number one?
Yeah, it's something like that. I think whoever Conor McGregor fights, they might have a fight finalized by then, whether it be like Floyd Mayweather or a defense of his lightweight title. So I think that's probably on the table for then.
Okay, so are you still broadcasting from that nudie bar?
Oh, yes, in Beverly Hills, of course.
So do they wear pasties there or what?
Yeah, well, they actually wear pastries.
Oh, there. My God. I don't want to know anymore. This is terrible. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The text line is hot and happening. I'll read some texts after the break. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Scott Cuddy, take it away.
I've got to use some Tic Tacs just in case they start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy. I can do anything.
Unbelievable.
Works for me.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Offer details, license terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Yosemite Gold Country Lodge has been called by guests a hidden gem, a beautiful place, and a great place with down-home country charm. A stay at Yosemite Gold Country Lodge means that you'll be in the historical Gold District, close to Yosemite. In addition to complimentary Wi-Fi, each room is equipped with a fireplace, and you could take advantage of the spa tub and a complimentary continental breakfast. Call 209-878-3400. YGClodge.com.
With the weather changing and plenty of sunshine heading our way, water sports seem to be on everyone's mind. For fun in the sun and water, 101 Surf Sports, located in San Rafael, is your destination. Honored as being the nation's number one stand-up paddleboard shop by the action water sports industry, 101 teaches stand-up paddle paddling, kayaking, windsurfing, kiteboarding, and surfing. Plus, you can rent or buy any equipment you need for your favorite water sport activity. Google 101surfsports.com or call 415-524-8492.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
You buy nice drinks, mister, but you talk so much. Hey, Mac, two more over here.
GSP, Jean St. Pierre, is 35 years old, 25-2. The only fights he ever lost in his MMA career were to two Matts, Matt Serra and Matt Hughes. I kid you not, of course. He is the iconic figure from north of the border, and of course, taking on Michael Bisping, the trash talker. We'll get to their presser in just a second. Zach, I got to tell you this, though. When I look at this fight, you know, Bisping and GSP, I think of Duran and Barkley. And I know that's before your time, back in 1989, where Roberto Duran was a lightweight champion, and he fought and beat the world middleweight champion, and he beat him on pure skill.
You know, I can definitely see argument for that. In this case, George St. Pierre would be Duran.
No doubt about that. Of course, GSP and Michael Bisping, this is how they rumbled about 4 days ago at a press conference.
I'm sorry I'm late. I've had a hell of a day. And it gets better. We can't find Michael Bisping. What fighter has been more stood up at press conferences than George St. Pierre? The answer is zero. Anyway, on a positive note, George St. Pierre is back.
The landscape in mixed martial art change all the time. And we had ups and downs in discussion. It's been a long time, a long process. I want to say thanks to the UFC, thanks to my management team to make that possible. And well, I at one point after UFC 206 Toronto, I kind of lost hope, and then it bounced back and they announced me the great news. So I'm very happy to be here.
There's a lot of different things that have to happen. Once we know where George is, we'll set the date. I'm hoping and aiming for this, you know, and probably in July. That's in a perfect world, I would love to see this fight happen on International Fight Week.
If I come back as the same Georges St-Pierre I used to be when I was very successful, I'm going to have a very bad night, the night of the fight. If I come back, it's because I am, my trainer are, and my training partner are all convinced that I'm a better version than I was when I used to compete. I believe right now I reached the perfect peak of athleticism, knowledge, and wisdom as a fighter, and I'm going to prove it to everyone.
No one gives a George. Everybody, I'm sorry I'm late. Dana, my apologies. George, my apologies.
Everybody gives a that you're late. Sit down.
Oh, I'm sure.
I think Vegas got the best out of you, unfortunately.
Yeah, it doesn't matter because I'm going to get the best out of you, so shut the up.
Now you are. Now you are.
You're talking about being a welterweight. You are a welterweight, okay? I'm a middleweight. I can't wait to square up against you. Stand up. Stand up and look at the size of me and look at the size of you. Go back to Canada.
I think you should shut up. You're embarrassing yourself right now. Are you still drunk right now? Are you still drunk? Or what's going on?
No, but I'm going to go.
What is going on with him?
I'm
going
to go have a
beer. Your voice is kind of... What is happening with you? My God. Are you LT? Are you okay? Is that up here? Is it, hit too much or what?
Hey, George. I'll go out on an all-night bender and still beat you, pal. I respect you coming back, but I know why you picked me. You think I'm an easy fight, just like Anderson did, just like Luke Rockhold did when I knocked him out in the first round, just like everybody does. Yeah, Luke Rockhold. Just like everybody does, and time again, I proved them wrong. So this is the guy, the greatest of all time, didn't want to face Anderson, didn't want to face Anderson when he was the man, but he comes out of retirement to face me. Yeah, real good fighter.
I just wish Michael Bisping would have come out with a different song than all the guys that I've fought before, you know. Oh, you're just an athlete, blah, 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 you're not a fighter. My journey in mixed martial art is more than legit. I've been at incredible obstacle, you know. I've fought guys, I had to come back. Carlos Condit and everybody, I've fought. Hendricks, everybody, BJ Penn won. I came back like and I fought and I showed true heart. And that's why I'm here today. I'm not an easy target, and my journey is honorable. You smell alcohol, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you smell alcohol.
Good time.
We better train hard for this fight.
Oh, yeah, good, because I always come in out of shape. I always gas. I'm known for that. I always gas down the boat. Whenever I ever come in out of shape, please tell me the time. I get that suit.
I'll send you money. Come on.
Well, we can obviously, both Zach and I, see Duran, the Duran-like performance on behalf of Mr. GSP from north of the border. I can also see Michael Bisping ragdolling him, just throwing him all over the place, man, like a stuffed animal.
Yeah, he's definitely going to have to beware of the striking of Michael Bisping, because Michael Bisping, his power seems to have improved. I mean, he dropped Anderson Silva a couple of times. He knocked Luke Rockhold out, so he's going to have to beware of that.
Is he lucky that he's Dana White's good friend? I mean, because Dana White put him in that fight, of course, with Vitor Belfort, and Vitor was on that testosterone replacement therapy and almost killed him, and he realized that that's when Dana realized that this putting TRT back into somebody's system is like giving him legal steroids. He had to get it outlawed. But, I mean, he's benefited a lot being Dana White's buddy, hasn't he?
He definitely has. You know, you can't say that he hasn't. But at the same time, I got to give Bisping some props, because he did earn the title the hard way. And, these defenses are not the greatest, but he definitely, you know, he toiled for years as a contender, and he rose to the top, and he became the champion legitimately. He knocked out Luke Rockhold, a guy who had beaten him the first time they fought. So you can't take that away from him.
Okay, another guy on the comeback trail, and I think he's headed for like a yellow bus. If he was still going to school, he'd have a little yellow bus, folks. And I don't mean like a regular school bus either. I'm talking about Junior Dos Santos, former heavyweight champion, of course, coming back against the current heavyweight champion, Stipe Miocic. They should be holding this fight in Cleveland, and not they're doing it in Dallas, the American Airlines Arena, of course, May the 13th. Zach, I got to tell you, I like Stipe all the way, but Junior does strike well, and he's probably one of the better boxers in the UFC heavyweight division. Then again, Stipe Miocic is a former amateur boxer, right?
Yeah, he is. He fought Bryant Jennings and a couple other top heavyweight prospects when he was an amateur boxer.
Yeah, I know. But the bottom line is, though, Stipe, I think, would be a slight favorite here. Probably about 9-5, 2-1. And if he hits Junior Dos Santos, I mean, how much more can Dos Santos take? I mean, he's been hit with the kitchen sink about 13 times.
Yeah, you're definitely right about that. But I think it is important to note that Junior Dos Santos did win the first matchup by unanimous decision. This is a rematch, so it's an interesting fight. I favor Stipe Miocic, as you said, but I don't know, when a guy wins the first match, you definitely can't count that guy out.
Conor McGregor, what's happening with Conor McGregor? We've got about 3 or 4 minutes for the break. Is Conor going to fight Floyd Mayweather, yes or no?
Yes. I'll come out right there and answer it.
When?
It's either going to be June or September. I could kind of see it happening in the summertime for the fight week, but then again, I don't know. I mean, it seems like there's going to be a lot of hurdles to jump through, so this one
September,
might...
September, baby, September. He's going to steal all the pay-per-view numbers from September. They're going to do a combo boxing UFC type of thing, because will this be a UFC-promoted event, or would it be a Mayweather-promoted event? You know, are they going to co-promote it? Obviously, they've been in negotiations.
From all that I've seen, it looks like it's going to be a co-promoted event. And you know what? If they put on like a UFC and boxing card, I think that would actually be pretty cool.
Interesting. Of course, boxing, UFC. Are you surprised the UFC ratings are... Somebody sent me a postcard the other day, and they said to me, "Are you surprised the ratings are falling across the board? The UFC ratings are falling. Is that because it's falling because of competition like Bellator, or is it because, like we said in the first hour, people just have other things to do?"
I think that people have other things to do, and a lot of times you can see these videos online. I mean, the internet has really changed the way that people consume a lot of this stuff, and you can find probably pretty much any UFC fight you want to see online.
Just like porn. How do they make money with porn anymore, Zach? Porn's free. How are they making money?
I think you must be buying it all or
no,
something.
No, I guess those people down south in Oklahoma and Tennessee and Louisiana, guess what? They buy a lot of porn. You are tuned to these sports bias statistically.
Utah.
I'm not picking on them as statistically. Anyway, Chuck Berry, Utah as well. Utah's number one, huh?
Yeah, the Mormons like that porn, I guess.
Incredible. You are tuned to these sports byline broadcast network. Johnny B. Good, the late Chuck Berry to the break.
Way back up in the woods among the evergreens, there stood a log cabin made of earth and wood, where lived a country boy named Johnny B. Good, who never ever learned to read or write so well, but he could play a guitar
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Hey, you gonna sit there and talk to me like that?
No. Let's go to some nice, quiet place where we can't hear him.
He's got some nerve.
Time to kiss my butt.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
I think that the Affordable Care Act, you know, as long as it wasn't a name of the Obamacare, it would pass. They made the test already, but the fact of the matter is, at the essence of it all, is people need health care.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Coming back there with Barney Miller. Of course, that was Don King, promoter Don King, Donald Trump's biggest supporter, no doubt about that. And of course, the health care program that Donald Trump and his boys put forward the other day was going to take away health care from 24 million Americans. 24 million Americans. That's a lot of people. And I'm not trying to say Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act is perfect. What I'm trying to say is don't break it, fix it. Can you agree with me on that, Zach?
Yes, I agree. I mean, I think that it was a great start. I mean, there's a lot of work to do.
Okay, Zach, what's happened before we get off on the subject of the NBA and talk a little hockey? What's happening in sports?
Well, I don't know if you knew about the Patriots winning the Super Bowl. Were you aware of that?
They did. They came from a couple of points behind.
Yes. Well, Tom Brady's stolen Super Bowl jersey was found in Mexico.
Mexico, Zach?
Yes, they found it in El Chapo's cell.
Oh, okay. Now let's talk National Hockey League. Now, of course, we talk National Hockey League. You want to think about the Chicago Blackhawks. Of course, the one of the greatest teams, of course, in National Hockey League history, no doubt about that. And the Blackhawks are like the number one of the top teams here for the NHL Stanley Cup Finals. But I got to tell you, each year when we talk about the National Hockey League, we have to go to Craigslist. I went to Craigslist in Chicago. I entered casual sex for hockey tickets. Nothing.
That, I mean, I'm not surprised unless you offered like strictly missionary or something. I think that's the hockey.
Okay. Now, people say we don't give hockey any coverage. Here we're going to give hockey a few minutes. Talk to me. What's happening in hockey? Let's go through the scores.
Well, in the National Hockey League, the Panthers defeated the Blackhawks 7-0. The Hurricanes, they destroyed the Blue Devils 3-1, a bit of a destruction. The Oilers, you know, they edged the Avalanche 4-1. The Canadiens beat the Senators 3-1. And, you know, the San Jose Sharks, they fell victim to those Predators 7-2 in favor of the Predators. And the Rangers, they shut out the LA Kings 3-0. So that's the scores for today in hockey.
Okay, now, I got to ask you this. Is hockey a fringe sport, or is hockey a national? I mean, what is hockey? I never see hockey on television. Is it because I don't look for it?
I think hockey is mostly like a Midwestern and Canadian sport. That's what it seems like. I mean, the Kings do pretty well down here, and I'm sure the Sharks do pretty well up there. But overall, I don't see as much interest in it. I would say even soccer is more popular in the United States.
Interesting. Shifting gears, talking about the NBA, of course, the National Basketball Association. We've got the seasons. It's winding down, Zach. Tell me, I mean, we look into that crystal ball. What do you see?
Well, I would say that it's probably going to be Warriors-Cavs again. That's what it appears to be. I mean, I think that in the East, there's actually somewhat of a threat of one of these Eastern teams getting through and maybe getting the top seed, because I know that Washington and Boston aren't too far off.
How about the Celtics? How are the Celtics looking?
They're looking pretty good, even though Devin Booker scored 70 points on them last night, which is he's the sixth player in NBA history to do that. So that's a pretty impressive achievement. But the Celtics still came away with the win. And they're only half a game behind the Cavaliers. They're 47-26. The Cavaliers are 47-25. So there's actually a pretty good chance that the Celtics might end up with a one seed.
The man behind God's team, Steve Kerr, is saying that Kevin Durant's at least a couple of weeks away. Is he going to come back? Is Kevin Durant going to be able to come back and make an impression? Is he going to be able to pick up the load?
I think that he will. And, you know, I think
is
that
he that bad of a dude, pound for pound?
Yeah, I think on the Warriors right now, that's the best player on their roster.
And, does that and make you know him, that, outside of LeBron, is he pound for pound maybe the best player in basketball then?
I would say he's up there. I mean, Kawhi Leonard and Russell Westbrook, they factor into that. James Harden. But he's definitely in the top five, I'd say.
Were you surprised they hit Russell Westbrook with that drug test? Like, after he went crazy a couple weeks, scored 39 points, and they hit him with a drug test. They ran right up to him after the game. Hey, piss in this bottle.
I mean, I didn't think that it was anything that mind-blowing where they would have done that, but I don't know what their policies are on that.
Of course, they don't test for marijuana. If they test for marijuana, there would be no NBA.
Right, and they shouldn't test for marijuana. I mean, I don't know. I think people should be able to smoke and play. It's not that difficult.
Oh, well, you know what's funny? Is I'm going to admit something right here, okay? I knew guys that smoked a lot of weed and boxed, and I was one of them. And believe it or not, we got stoned before we went to the gym sometimes and before we sparred. I know that sounds crazy, but we did it. And somehow when you smoked that sativa stuff, you had a bit more of awareness of what was going on, and you could sort of see things and feel things that you couldn't when you weren't stoned. And some MMA fighter, in fact, Nick Diaz told me the same thing, that when he's high in a sativa marijuana, that he can think all kinds of crazy stuff and find all kinds of crazy moves when he's fighting.
I wouldn't be surprised by that, but do you think that that's any different than taking like a pre-workout thing or something like that?
Well, you mean like you know, those things are illegal in Europe. You know that, right? Those energy drinks, that they don't sell them in Europe. You know why?
I don't know why.
They foster strokes and high blood pressure. And, of course, half of America is walking around obese, and they're drinking these things like a time bomb, baby.
Yeah, I don't drink that stuff. I don't like how it makes you feel. It makes you, like, all jittery and stuff like that.
I did a gig for ESPN one night at the Longshoremen's Hall in San Francisco. I think David Rodriguez was the heavyweight. Then he was still undefeated, like 30-0, something like that. Anyway, so they don't have any coffee. So they go and get me this energy drink. So I drank this energy drink, and I'm sitting there in the middle of the ring, and the national anthem's going on. And I can't believe where this bass is coming from. I hear this bass, boom, 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 boom. And I'm starting to freak out because I don't know where this noise is coming from. It was my heart, Zach.
That's not a good sign.
No, not a good sign, especially when you're about to perform.
What you want out of your energy drink.
no doubt about that. Zach Attack, Young on Air, talking sports. Of course, this is the Taco Man radio show. Johnny Taco and his all-stars. My all-star is Zach Attack Young. Open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You know, Shaquille O'Neal. Did I tell you about the night Shaquille O'Neal and those guys stole all those chips in Vegas when after the Tyson fight? They had the riot after Tyson bit Holyfield. A blackjack table got knocked over, and Shaquille O'Neal and a bunch of Lakers scooped up a bunch of chips. And, of course, I ratted on him off to the security. Anyway, he denied it, but then they gave the chips back. How could you deny it and then give the chips back? So, obviously, he had the chips. When I'm bringing Shaq up, is about Shaq is still pissed off over the fact he lost the MVP to Steve Nash. I mean, is he still holding a grudge or what?
Well, to be fair, I mean, he probably should have won. You know, the times that Steve Nash won it, I thought that Kobe and Shaq both probably deserved it over him. So he has a point, but I think I'm not a big fan of people doing that in, like, their Hall of Fame speeches. Or in this case, it was his statue speech, which is it's a very nice statue. I don't know if you got a chance to see it.
No. Yoakam Noah, of course, was suspended 20 games for violating the NBA's anti-drug policy. Of course, that was announced on Saturday. He tested positive for using a banned over-the-counter supplement. Come on, man. What's going on here? Listen, if guys are taking stuff that's over-the-counter, how can you be burned for that? I don't, you know, I'm not down with that, Zach, although you should know what's going on in your body, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand how that happens. It happens, like, way too often. They shouldn't sell that stuff in the stores if it's going to make people pop on those type of jerks.
Don't you think these guys are all full of spit and they're lying?
Yeah,
Cuddy's in the other room shaking his head up and down. Hell yeah, they're lying. This over-the-counter thing. You just come up with this over-the-counter thing time and time and time again, and the bottom line is they're dirty.
You know what? They don't say which counter. Maybe it's like the counter of like some pharmacy in Mexico or something.
I mean, why would John Jones, at the peak of his career, need an estrogen blocker? Last I checked, estrogen was a female hormone that's not like readily available in males.
No, I mean, and you heard Jimmy Manua call him out for that, and it does put an asterisk next to his career. It's sad because I was starting to come around to John Jones. I was enjoying this personality.
And you know what? Manua is going to hit him with that left hook. If Manua hits anybody with that left hook, his lights out. He's a one punch knockout guy, like an Ernie Shavers, George Foreman is a heavyweight boxer.
Well, yeah, and you know what? You could say the same thing for Anthony Rumble Johnson. If he makes it past Cormier this time, he could knock Jones out too.
I understand he's a good striker, but you know, the first time it's going to be like the first time again. In other words, if Rumble doesn't get him early, Cormier's going to get into that wrestling base and it's all over and it's a boring fight.
You're correct, but he did drop Daniel Cormier, which I haven't seen anyone do. So if he
Anderson,
can...
hey, man, come on. Anderson Silva, there was blood in the water, and he was too old to smell it.
No, he hurt him, but he didn't actually take him off of his feet like Cormier or like Johnson did.
Okay, so Silva still wants to fight some more. Silva had that horrible performance a couple of weeks ago where he did a spinning back kick and it missed, and the TV announcer go, wow, flashes of old. No, not flashes of old. Flashes of an old man, not flashes of old Anderson Silva. Why would they continue to perpetrate this fraud?
Oh, man, those commentators were the most silent I've ever seen. And I was enjoying it because, you know, commentators can get kind of annoying. But they were silent at the end because they had talked all this stuff and then they didn't know what to say when the result came out and it was controversial.
Okay. Now, Cormier and Johnson are going to rumble next, of course, the next UFC event. Why am I not excited about that? And why am I going to steal that on the internet? Oop, did I say that?
We've seen it already. We already saw this fight. The UFC's rehashing it. And, I mean, it was a good fight. And Rumble had him in some serious trouble before he got choked out. But it is kind of difficult to see it going too much differently, because that is Rumble's Achilles heel is the grappling.
Cain Velasquez ever going to come back? He says he's back from surgery and he's back in the American Kickboxing Academy, but they're not letting me go down there and look at him.
Yeah, I think he'll be back, but he really needs to take it easy. He's been training, like overtraining for years, and I think that's really caught up to him, and it's been hard for him to stay in the cage.
Mayweather McGregor, who wins and why?
It's hard to bet against Mayweather.
No, it's easy. It's easy. You know why?
He's old?
No, you step on his foot. You step on his lead foot. He can't run around, and then you clock him.
Is that what Pedro Fernandez would have done?
Are you kidding, man? I had an elbow there. Sorry, Floyd. See, when a guy's got all the physical advantages over you as far as style and speed and all that kind of good stuff is concerned, you've got to find a way to beat him, okay? When guys used to run on me, I used to step on their feet. I remember one guy, I stepped on his foot and he fell down, and the referee said to me, you can't do that. You can't step on his foot. So anyway, the guy had a bad wheel from that point forward, and I knocked him out about 45 or 50 seconds later because he couldn't stand up because I hurt his ankle on the way down. But it's one of those things you do, man. You prevent a guy from running from you. Mayweather's going to run from him. Mayweather's not going to stand there and want to box with him. And as far as my buddy, my ex-running partner, Sugar Ray Leonard, Ray Charles Leonard, as far as him saying that Mayweather knocks McGregor out in the first round, is he back on cocaine, Ray, or what?
I think that's kind of ridiculous, because when's the last time Mayweather's knocked anyone out?
That's like, exactly my point. Mayweather hasn't knocked anybody out since Clinton was president.
Yeah, and on top of that, when's the last time he's knocked anyone out in the first round? I think people, they take some type of special offense to a guy who's not in boxing challenging Mayweather. For me, I mean, I'm not really against it, because I see the dollar signs. That's what I see. I know exactly why that fight has a chance of being made. So I'm not mad at either one of them. I think that it, on paper it's a bit of a mismatch, but I'm not against it.
If they can reduce it to 6 or 8 ounce gloves, guess what? He's got a hell of a shot. With a 10 or a 12 ounce glove, maybe not so. But I'm telling you, McGregor's got a hell of a shot. This will be the battle of the year. McGregor and Mayweather, and hopefully it's the end of Floyd Mayweather. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
We're talking Byline Sports, where sports happens.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
He's a bit shaggy, but he's clean. There he is.
See what I mean?
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
I am deeply sorry for my irresponsible and selfish behavior I engaged in.
Zach, did you see that topless photo of the Octagon chick, Ariane Celeste there? Holy cow.
Oh, yes, I saw that.
She's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, pound for pound, one of the best ring girls out there.
And she's natural. There's no doubt about that. Zach Attack Young, as far as the week's concerned, as far as this week's concerned, what are they going to be looking for? Is it going to all be NCAA? Will it be college basketball this week predominantly in the news?
Yeah, you know, this is the time where college basketball is the most relevant. So I'd agree with you on that.
Okay. And, of course, we've got the UFC coming up April the 8th. No surprise there as far as the main event's concerned, because that's going to be one of those fights you want to steal and not watch on TV, because $90 a shot, Zach, for high def, how can they ask for that month after month with some of these horrible cards?
No, they can't do that anymore. I mean, they're putting the quantity over quality these days.
Speaking of quantity over quality, we're nothing but quality, a little quantity as well. 2 hours of radio straight up. Zach, Tag Young, until next week, have a great week, my brother.
All the best, Mr. Taco Man.
You are tuned to Johnny Taco and his All-Stars live from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Of course, we air each and every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network. I keep going, but the bottom line is you can also catch us Saturdays and Sundays at 11 a.m. Pacific time, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. So next time, peace, love, lots of respect. And Scott Cuddy, your last shot. Take it away, baby.